New cases of COVID-19 infections are at the highest level they've been in Colorado since early January. Data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment also show that hospitalizations are getting close to the peak they reached in the spring months of 2020. As of yesterday, more than 950 people were hospitalized in the state with confirmed or suspected cases. The Denver Post reports that deaths from COVID-19 are also rising. 71 people died during the week ending August 29th, about twice more than those in the first week of the month. Beth Carlton, a professor at the Colorado Public School of Public Health, said that the risk of exposure to the virus is high for everyone now, but the difference is that vaccinated people are less likely to get infected, and if they are, their risk of severe illness is substantially lower. She added that the best way to protect people against the more dangerous variants is to get vaccinated. In other COVID-19 news, the State Department of Health has announced it is providing all K-12 schools with free testing for the school year. The screening is voluntary and is a rapid antigen test for all students and staff at public and private schools. The department said the tests would be available this week. In Jefferson County, the head of the public health agency has taken its three COVID-19 vaccination vans off the road after nurses and medical staff were harassed by passersby. The director of the county health department told the Denver Post that the staff of a mobile vaccine clinic in Gilpin County were yelled at and threatened by motorists. Jefferson County provides service there on a contract. One driver ran over and destroyed temporary signs at the clinic that had been put up around its vaccine tent. A nurse at another mobile site in Jefferson County had an unknown liquid thrown at her. Officials in Denver said yesterday they are shutting off Civic Center Park to public access beginning on September 15th. Authorities say the closure is necessary because of health, safety, and environmental problems. It's not clear yet when the park will reopen. It extends from the city and county building to the state capitol. The deputy director of Parks and Recreation told CBS4 that it could be closed for at least 2 months, citing violent incidents in the area, in addition to unsanitary conditions where unhoused people are living. The city of Boulder may extend its permitting of some downtown businesses to expand outdoor dining into streets. At its meeting on Thursday, the council will review whether to extend an emergency order until April 1st. The Daily Camera reports that portions of Pearl Street, 10th Street, and Pennsylvania Avenue are currently closed for businesses to expand their spaces. The former city manager, Jane Brodigam, issued the original order in May of 2020. Various council members have already said they're in favor of the extension, and the city is exploring a pilot program for outdoor dining that could be continued after the pandemic is over. Yesterday, the judge presiding over the trial of the alleged shooter at the King Soopers on Table Mesa Drive ordered him to undergo an evaluation to determine if he's competent to proceed. The Daily Camera reports that Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty asked the judge that the evaluation be done at the county jail because of long waits and a backlog at the state mental health facility in Pueblo. Judge Ingrid Bakke agreed, saying that the case needs to move on, and adding that she hoped doing the evaluation locally would be faster. The defendant, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa, has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder and numerous other crimes after the killings in March at the Boulder grocery store. A preliminary hearing in the case has been delayed for the mental health evaluation. The next court date is scheduled for October 19th after the competency report is finished. Should Alisa be found to be incompetent, he would be committed to a facility for treatment and the proceedings against him paused. If he is found competent, the case would move forward. JBS, the giant meatpacking company, has been fined nearly $175,000 because a worker at the company's Greeley facility lost his arm after he was caught in a conveyor belt. In February, the worker was entangled in the machine, and according to the Greeley Tribune, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration determined that JBS hadn't put proper guards around the conveyor belt, and employees didn't know to wear a plastic device that ensures smock sleeves don't dangle. The company was fined last year after 6 employees died from COVID-19, and nearly 300 were infected with the virus. Today, there's an air quality alert in the metro area because of multiple pollutants. Hot and dry conditions, along with out-of-state wildfire smoke, will allow both ozone and fine particulate concentrations to reach the unhealthy for sensitive groups category.